Governor Steve Sisolak announced the statewide closure of schools, casinos, and non-essential businesses to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. The move is to save lives and to prevent the healthcare system from being inundated. But as KUNR's On Gray reports, the lack of crucial resources, including protective masks, tests, and even providers, is already straining the system.
Dr. Jenny Wilson has been an emergency room doctor for more than two decades. She practices at St. Mary's Regional Medical Center and is the medical director of the Reno Emergency Physicians Association. As the number of COVID-19 cases increases statewide and in Washoe County, she's worried about the lack of personal protective equipment that helps prevent infections for doctors and patients.
So with regards to St. Mary's and personal protective equipment, as is the case locally and statewide and nationally and internationally, there is a shortage of appropriate personal protective equipment.
Protective equipment includes gloves, gowns, and masks. Wilson says she's especially concerned about the lack of N95 masks, which are used by healthcare workers to prevent the spread of infection.
It is a dire situation, and we cannot wait till we run out of N95 masks to figure out where we're going to get more N95 masks.
Wilson says that due to limited resources, some masks are being overused.
I've been in touch with my colleagues around the region, and I know that there's one place where each of the emergency medicine providers has one N95 mask. If you do take it on and off, you're supposed to only take it on and off 6 times before it loses its efficacy, it loses its seal, it loses its ability to protect you against the very thing you're wearing it to protect you against.
And getting more supplies is like a race against time.
If every single person used the most protection that they could for every interaction with a patient, we would definitely run out, and I'm imagining we would run out while the pandemic is still going on.
The Nevada State Medical Association represents about 2,000 doctors statewide. Jaron Hildebrand is the executive director of the group, and he says he's been working with doctors like Wilson and many others in the state to obtain N95 masks to distribute.
I'm getting calls from anesthesiologist, ER, urgent care, family physician. We're giving them to any provider that's in need of these masks.
Hildebrand says he's seeing industries that use N95 masks for their work, scraping together what they have.
I know the sheriff's office, construction companies, non-essential businesses are starting to donate these masks to our providers to help support the hospitals and our first responders.
During this week, he says he was able to secure about 500 masks to distribute to a variety of providers, but much more are needed, and he's anticipating a shipment from various states and China with thousands more. It's not certain when or exactly how many N95 masks will be available, but he says he anticipates it could arrive as early as this weekend. These masks and other personal protective equipment are essential to protecting healthcare workers who are needed to ensure the healthcare system remains functioning during the crisis. Northern Nevada Hopes is a community healthcare center. Sharon Chamberlain is the CEO. She says the pandemic is highlighting not just a lack of resources, but another healthcare capacity issue, the doctor shortage in Nevada.
What this does is open up everyone's eyes finally to the conversation that has been going on for years, that we have a medical health provider shortage in this state that is unprecedented.
Chamberlain says more long-term solutions will be needed to address the ongoing doctor shortage.
And if we don't start working with our schools to get more people graduating from medical schools and from physician assistants and RNs and finding a way to keep those people in our state, we're going to see that when something like this happens, it can be extremely crippling to our entire community.
According to the American Association of Medical Colleges, Nevada is ranked among the lowest in the country for physicians per capita. Another shortage in Nevada is the lack of testing kits for COVID-19, which is a problem across the country. Chamberlain says more are needed to help the medical community mitigate the spread of the virus.
We need tests. We need a lot more tests. I mean, we're not testing at Hope's. We're doing screenings and we're referring to the health department. That's not what we want to be doing. We want to be able to do the test and help take some of that burden off right there at the point of service, which is important with the community spread.
Governor Steve Sisolak announced the statewide shutdown of schools, casinos, and non-essential businesses to stem the spread of the coronavirus. He also highlighted the testing kit shortage, which makes it challenging to determine how widespread COVID-19 is in the state. Chamberlain says she's been in touch with healthcare leaders across the region, and since supplies are scarce and there's a shortage of providers, the consensus is the response to this pandemic requires sharing resources.
You know, across the board, I've heard that others are willing to share HR resources with providers and or even administrative type staff. Anything we can do to help curb this epidemic, we're all in it together.
For now, to curb the spread of coronavirus and reduce the burden to the health system, public health officials are urging the community to social distance and stay home. They are also asking individuals exhibiting symptoms to first call a medical provider for guidance. Ann Gray for KUNR News.